There was a time when faith came easy, before the waiting wore me thin, before the silence felt so heavy, before the doubt could settle in, before the prayers felt unanswered, stacking up like stones inside, before I learned how faith can feel like standing with no place to hide. But in the silence, something whispers, don't let go, don't lose the light. The God you trusted in the beginning is still the God who fights. I believe in miracles. I believe you're moving still, even when I cannot see. I will trust your will. I've been carrying this question longer than I thought I could, telling everyone I'm okay, trying hard to stay so good. But faith is not pretending strength, it's bringing everything I am to the God who knows my weakness and still holds me in His hand. I believe in miracles.
Amen. Good evening, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Amen. Amen.
Good
amen.
Evening, everybody.
Good evening, evening. Bless the
Good
Lord.
Good evening, everyone.
Evening,
amen.
Alisa.
Good evening, Hazel.
Yes. Amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul and all that is within me. We bless His holy name. How are we doing this evening? Are we well? Is it well?
I'm doing much better than yesterday.
Amen. Sign of progress. That's good. That's good. Everyone else is well? Happy to be in the house of the Lord?
Amen. Amen. Yes, yes.
Amen.
Yes, it's a joy. Should always be a joy to be surrounded with God's wonderful people. You know, iron, the book of Proverbs tells us that iron sharpeneth iron. And most times, if you have a problem or if you're going through a situation, if you keep it to yourself, most times you're going to suffer. You're going to go to the full blunt of it. But when you become a part of a community and you share what you're going through, maybe not in details, every iota of it, but its and bits, maybe somebody there would have passed that way already and would be able to encourage you to go through it. Amen. And most times when you know that someone has been that way before and they have overcome and gone through it successfully, it gives you more strength to know that you can do it too. Amen. Yes, so groups like this is good and should not be overlooked. There is much power in it, because the Bible tells us that we are one or two are gathered discussing anything concerning his name. You know, two or three. And you can do the math. He's in the midst. And in his presence, there is fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. So we know that when Christ is in the midst, there is pleasure. You know, there is joy. There is peace. Amen. And we know without a shadow of a doubt that there is no we cannot underestimate what God can do, because his ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Amen. Bless the Lord. 16th of May. Yes, we're going on fine. Still in the book of Romans, still looking at Romans chapter 5. Think last week we did the first five verses in Romans chapter 5, 1 to 5. Amen. Hopefully we can go a bit further today as the Spirit leads, because it's so deep. And Paul would have carefully penned this book under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and he wastes no words. Every word is important. Every word is doctrinal. That means it's good for us to know it, so we can be strong in the faith. And we would look at what better person than Apostle Paul to learn from, because he has first-hand knowledge and experience of where he was and where Christ would have, knowing Christ would have changed his life for the best. Amen. Before we go any further, let us pray. Lord, we want to thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercies too. We thank you for your loving kindness. What greater love that you would give your only Son, Jesus Christ, to die in our stead. And he'd rise again so that we can have life. We thank you that that same power that raised Christ from the dead is alive and well in us as believers. We thank you too, O God, that we don't have to live the Christian life by ourselves. O God, it's impossible to do it without you. And we thank you for sending your Holy Spirit to live in us, that lead us into all truth. And we thank you that that same Holy Spirit is among us as our teacher this evening, because we can't even walk without you holding your hands. We pray, mighty God, that as your word would go forth, that it will change situations for the best. We pray that everyone that would come this evening will benefit from something from your word that will give them strength and will cause them to have a joy springing up in their life. That as they walk the Christian life, they will walk it with that hope, that blessed hope that Paul speak about. And so now, Lord God, I pray that you will silence every noise, everything, mighty God, that would distract us. I pray, God, that you will give us a clear portal to heaven in the name of Jesus, that we will be so trapped, oh God, in our path as we look to you, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Heal sick bodies this evening. Oh God, restore tired minds, tired body. Restore, mighty God. Make your will be our portion as we look to you, mighty God. May the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, now be acceptable in your sight. You are my strength and my redeemer. Amen, 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 amen. It's so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, to rest upon his promise, to know, thus saith the Lord. Amen. Last week, Before we look at what we did last week, could someone just read Romans chapter 1, chapter 5 rather, from 1 to 5? We just want to read that bit again for the sake of those who weren't here last week. Anyone there? Yes, go ahead.
Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Edda. Yes, all that happened because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts. The love of God has been given unto us. The love of God has been poured out into our heart. And coming up to this portion, we'd have looked at the golden chain. You know, I would have looked at suffering would bring forth perseverance. And from perseverance, it would give us, from perseverance, we would move on to what? What perseverance achieve? It mold your character. Amen.
Experience.
And from your character, it goes to hope. So suffering, perseverance, character, and hope. Sister Edda read from the King James Version, I suppose. But the NIV say suffering, perseverance, character, and hope. What the version that you read from Sister Heather, from King James Version, it start with tribulation and then
patience,
experience,
and hope.
And hope. Amen. Yes, so we look at that as a golden chain, right? Last week. And we'd have mentioned that Paul would have said that we hope. We joy in it, you know, and we'd have looked at and say, normally, when it comes down to suffering, nobody wants to go that route. You know, nobody would want to go that route because we know sometimes, in the worldly view, we look at suffering as a hopeless person, a person that is suffering. We say, oh, person is hopeless. But in the biblical point of view, we look at it that suffering, there is something beyond your suffering. There is something that can be achieved through your suffering that will cause you to be strengthened in the Christian faith.
Max.
Amen. So
there,
Peter, in the book of, I think it's his first Peter, or second Peter, one of them. Peter would say that, let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or whatever, negative things.
Yeah.
But if you suffer, suffer because of the gospel of Christ. And, you know, and that way, you'd have gotten your just reward. You'd have been rewarded, you know, yes. Yes. So all of that would be made possible because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts. That's like a lively witness. We know of a witness. So when we go through hard times, when the rubber hit the road and we really go through the rough side, we're coming up on the rough side of the mountain, you know, we have that hope. Because the love, we have God's love being poured out into our heart. And we know that he's able to keep us throughout the time. So Paul revealed why this hope is so unshakable. It is not grounded in our own strength. The hope from God is not grounded in our own strength. It is not in our willpower, nor positive thinking. It is grounded in something far more powerful, the love of God. It has constrained us. The love of God has been poured out in our heart, and that is through the Holy Spirit. I want you to follow the trend of what is happening here. The love of God poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. All right, this sentence in itself is packed with theological significance. It's very significant because the source of that love is God. It is not our love for God, right? Because you know that our love for God is so inconsistent. It's like seasonal. Sometimes when we should love God more, it's like we love him less, because as soon as our corn is mashed, as soon as he step on our toe, we get so rebellious and wondering if this is really God, and we get so caught up and so standoffish when God would discipline us or are trying to strengthen us. It's like we become so one-tracked, as if as children of God, we should all only have sunshiny, bright days. We should not have nothing to cause us to go to the throne of grace often. Amen. We just want to just slide by. How many of you know that when you go through tribulations, when you go through suffering, when you go through heartache and pain, it causes you to go on your knees more. It causes you to be more intimately related to God. How many of you know that when you would have gone through that season, you would have come through stronger than even when you started? Yep. Yes, and God would cause these obstacles, as we would call them, are these bumps in our life, so that to keep us on our knees. You don't know about fasting until you're going through problems.
Yeah.
If you're not facing any problems or any bad report or whatever, you eat all you can eat, all you can eat, and you don't even worry about fasting. And your prior life becomes so far off, because there is no problem in your life. There is nothing for you to wake up in the midnight and pray and pray about. Amen.
Yeah.
So count it all joy when you go through those suffering times, because you know that when God is pruning you, is shaping you into what he would have you to be in this season. And he said that when he would have said to Peter that the devil is about to sift you as wheat.
Wheat.
But I have prayed for you. And he mentioned after that, and when you come out of it, encourage the brethren. Yeah. Encourage one another. So when we pass through a trying time or a test through the Spirit of Almighty God, don't think it is for you only. It is for the believers. It's for the body of Christ. So you can encourage the body of Christ with what Christ has done for you, or he has brought you through, or you were going through the miry clay and you were slipping deep and he just rescued you. For that is that's how a testimony comes. It comes through much testing and trials. It started off as a bad story. Testimony started off as a bad story. But in the end, you see where God would have refined that story into something. So he would turn your mess into a message.
Yes.
Yes, you turn the mess that you're in, into a message. You turn, you would have been sick and you would have make you well. And you now can testify and say, if it wasn't for the goodness
Goodness
of
of God.
Jesus,
Yes.
you'd not have been
Thank
where
you.
you are. That is why you'd have some people would have said, the viler the sinner, the richer the blood.
God.
Yeah. Yes. So the source of that love is God. The love that God has for us is sovereign, unconditional, covenant love, the love that chose us before the foundation of the world.
Yes.
Yeah, is the love that sent Christ to die for us while we were still sinners.
That's amen.
Yes, that's the love that we're talking about is what Paul would have mentioned in Romans chapter 8, that nothing shall separate us from the love of God that
Praise God.
is in Christ Jesus. You know, unconditional is not based on our own worthiness. It's never stopped nor diminishes. Nothing in all creation can overcome it. It's undefeated. And Paul mentioned that that love has been poured out. How many of you know what it is to pour out something? It's not dripping out, you know, or barely just tapping. It's
Abundant.
pouring out. That's it shows abundance. It shows abundance. The love of God has been poured out. It shows the abundance. This means to pour out lavishly. It flood our heart. The love of God flood our heart. You know, it is a severe outpouring, an overwhelming flood of divine love cascading into the believer's heart. That's the love that God has poured out into our heart. A big love, a running over love. Joel, the book of Joel would have said in Joel, I think it's chapter 2 or whatever. He said, God poured out his spirit upon all flesh. It's that type of pouring that we're talking about, that pouring out. You know, Psalm 23, David would have said it too, that his cup overflows. That's kind of overflowing love that Christ had poured out. It's not love that is measured. You know, that love is not measured in like very cautious and you just get a little there and little there. No, it drenches you with that love.
Yes.
Yeah, Christ, God drenches you with that love. He
Grace.
saturates you with it. You know, he
Yes.
saturated with it so that when you think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for you, and you see how wretched
Rich.
you
Hallelujah.
were, and when you'd have cleansed you and give you that peace that passeth all understanding, you know, and you're now being drawn back into the fold, and you can now rejoice, you know, that he has flooded you with that love, you know, and I want you to know too where Paul said that love is poured out. He said the love of God has poured out. You know, he has flooded us with that love. And he has poured it out into our hearts. That's the location where he poured. It's not in your head. He poured out into your hearts. Amen. So it's not merely intellectual knowledge about God's love that you have. You have it in the core of your being, the center of your being. It's in your in your heart, you know, and that would though it would have include you having that knowledge of that love that is poured out, intellectual knowledge of that love, but is not poured out in your head, because sometimes when you get that knowledge, that love pouring out into your head, you get top heavy. But when it's poured out into your heart, you know,
Amen.
yeah, it's practical. It's now become a practical love. It now becomes an intimate love and a personal love. You know, it's in your heart. It's right there. And when you talk about the heart, we're not talking about the one that the doctor can transplant and what can pump, what connected to your arteries and your vein, pumping blood and receiving blood and that something. We're talking about the center of the whole person that constitutes your mind, your emotion, your will, and spirit. You know, so when the love of God would have been poured out into your heart, and we talk about the heart as the mind, that means your mind is now pure. No bad mind can be among us as children of God when that love is poured out into our heart. It's in our emotions. That means you can't be like looking helpless and hopeless and look sulky all the time and like nothing not going on for you. You know, it now affect your emotion. When that love is poured out, your emotion is different. Your countenance look different, you know, and now your spirit is made alive in
Amen.
Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So God's love is not just a doctrine to believe, it is a reality
Yeah.
to experience.
Active,
You know,
active.
it's become a reality. You know, the believers who have been through suffering and has had God's love poured out into their heart knows what the deepest level of their being, that they are loved. They know without a shadow of a doubt that they are loved, because they realize now that God is the one that sustained them through the darkest night. You know, you would have been going through a season of grieving, and God would have comforted you during that season of grieving when you have lost loved ones or stuff. You know, you'd have gone through some fierce battles, you know, at work or at home or, you know, wherever you are, you'd have gone through some fierce battles and you overcome. And when you look back and you realize that it wasn't in your strength, your own strength, it's the love of God. You know, when you would have not spoken to a person for a long time, and all of a sudden, both of you become good friends again. You know, you overlook what that person has done to you in the past. You have forgiven that person, and it only could have been the love of God that would cause you to talk back to that person, you know,
Lord.
after what that person has done. And you write them off.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah,
Man.
you'd write off that person, and you'd say, boy, you're not going to talk to that person anymore because of how the person has ill-treated you, or how the person has spoken ill about you, or the person would have cursed you out behind your back or even in front of you. But you know, you now develop a special, you know, concern for that one, so much so that you'd want to present the gospel to them, that you feel that love, the love of God has been poured out into your heart right now. Amen. Yes, the Holy Spirit testified to our spirit that we are the children of God. You know, that's the love through the Holy Spirit that is in us. It makes real. You know, yes, the Holy Spirit is described as given to us. You know, in that transfer, the Holy Spirit now comes to live in the believer's life. It's not an achievement. We don't achieve. The Holy Spirit is a gift. You know, we did not earn it. It's freely bestowed upon us. Amen. Yes. So as we look at this portion where we see the love of God has been poured out into our heart by the Holy Spirit, just lavish out into our heart, so much so. You know, we see a beautiful picture of the Trinity right there, the structure, beautiful Trinity right there. We see God the Father, the one who poured out the love. You know, that's the source of peace and grace. You know, the God the Father is the one that poured out the love. And God the Son, Jesus Christ, is the one through whom we have access to that love, that justification, that peace, you know. And then God the Holy Spirit is the one who pours God's love into our hearts and indwelling in his indwelling presence. He lives there. He takes up his abode in our heart. Amen. So you see the entire Godhead, Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is involved in the believer's salvation, transformation, and our assurance. You know, and they work cooperatively. together, you know, to in our salvation. Amen. So we are secured on every side, though we may be going through a bit of hell and high water, but we know that in our heart we have this confidence that the same God who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light is able to keep us. Amen. Any questions before we move on? Amen. All right. So for those of us who may be going through suffering, who is currently going through suffering, know for sure that your suffering is not pointless. God is using it to forge perseverance and to refine your character and to deepen your hope. You're not being abandoned, but you're being transformed when you go through those sufferings. You're being transformed. You know, for those who may be questioning God's love as you go through the various challenges in life, the very fact that the Holy Spirit dwells in you is proof that God of God's love. He has not just declared his love from a distance. He has taken up residence in our heart as a constant reminder to us that our God is alive. Our God is working even when we don't see it, he's working. Amen. And if
Yes,
you're
Brother Scott,
yes, and if
we are not talking about the superfluous love of God. We are talking about the overflowing love of God.
my God,
Yes, not
abundant.
superfluous, overflowing. We cover
Amen.
over.
Yes. Yes. And it's give you so much calmness and peace when you know that you are a recipient of God's love. You know, it surpasses all understanding. You know, it yes. So if you have not faced any significant trials since you are saved, you know that this chain is not merely theoretical. This chain that we're talking about from suffering to perseverance, you know, going down to develop that character and that hope. You know, it is a promise of what God will do when trial come. You know,
Amen.
and we and when we and they will come, trials will come in our life. It's not covered over. It's revealed in his word. It's revealed in believers that has been there, done that. You accepting Christ as a Lord and Savior is not going to be bread and cheese, believers. So prepare for it. That is why it's so important for us to pray, even when things are going smooth. Still pray. Store up some prayers in heaven. So that sometimes, you know, that sometimes you go through some struggles and some trials in life that is so intense that you can't even find the words to pray.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sometimes that's what call pastor or call somebody to pray for you as you go through because you get so numb. Your entire body become numb. You don't even know prayers again. So when it's good like now, pray so that your prayers can be stored up in glory. So that when you mourn, you know, when all you can say is, you know, angels know, God know what that mean in his, because he knows from the place where it's coming from is not hollow, but it is poor. God's love has been saturated in it, you know. And remember that trials are not enemies of faith, but is an opportunity for us to prove God's faithfulness. All right, may I remind you, trials are not enemies of faith, but it is an opportunity for us to prove God's faithfulness. You know,
Thank you.
1 Corinthians 10, verse 13 is one of my favorite verse. It said that there has no temptation taken us, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful,
Faithful.
who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which ye are able, but will, with the temptation, also make a way of escape, that we may be able to bear it.
Amen.
Yes, he will make a way of escape so that you and I will be able to bear it. You know, he won't take you any place where his grace cannot maintain you, where he cannot keep you. You know, if he send you in the wilderness and put you underneath a juniper tree, and that juniper tree becomes dried up after a while because he's in the wilderness and not getting any water. Know for sure that he's going to send you food, even if he needs to get send it with a crow or something. You know, he's going to send food to you. And when that meat would have finished, he would going to send angels to bake a cake for you,
Yes.
like what he did with Elijah. He bake a cake for Elijah, and when Elijah would have eaten that cake sustain him in the wilderness for a further 40 days to how nutritious and when God feed you, you're well fed.
Amen.
Yeah, when God feed you, you're not malnourished, you're well fed. You know, is yes, when he keep you, your soul is hidden. He hideth your soul. He keep it, he keep it in the cleft of the rock, and he covers it there with his hand
Thank
to
you, Jesus.
preserve the believers. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, so the portion that we read would Romans chapter 5, verse 3 and 5. Up that it would have revealed the depth, the
Of God's
path
glory.
of the deepest hope that runs through deepest suffering. The hope that we have that runs through deepest suffering. The world says that suffering destroys hope. That's what the world would have tell us, that the suffering, it destroys your hope because you now become hopeless because you're suffering. But the gospel says suffering, when met with faith and undergirded by faith, by grace, it produces hope. It now gives you hope as you know that this is not your final state. Better days are coming. Whenever you start to, whenever you as a believer start to believe that your best days are behind you, you're in problem. If you start to believe the lie from the enemy that your best days are behind you, you are now in problem. Always be optimistic that our best days are ahead
Before
of us.
our head of us hope.
Yes, have that hope that your best days are ahead of you, and that will transform your life for you to become a better person, because now you have that hope that this
Oh,
is not your best day, or your
yes,
best day has not gone yet. You did
Jesus.
not miss anything behind there, because
Yeah.
you're moving on, you're pressing on,
On.
onward. You know, you're holding on to his unchanging hand because you know that better days are coming by and by. Our best days, may I speak into your life this evening? Your
Amen.
best days are ahead
Our head
of
of you.
you. Never you fall to the lie of the enemy that your best days were behind you. It is not. Amen. No matter how young you are or how old you are, your best days are ahead of you. You have not seen what the Lord has in store for you yet. Eye has not
Eyes
seen,
have not seen, ears
ears have not heard what the Lord has in store for them who diligently,
who
who love
believe.
him and
Yes.
who seek him with all their
Hallelujah.
heart. Amen.
Lord.
Amen. Yes. So this hope is not a fragile hope or uncertain. It's anchored in the immovable love of God, the hope that we have. It's anchored in the immovable love of God. And that is the hope that our forerunners, not forerunners, but those that have the cloud of witness that Hebrew would have seen, the writer to the Hebrew would have seen, the great cloud of witness
Of
that we have.
witnesses.
They had so much hope that even when they had the last breath left, they would still hang on to Calvary. They would still hang on to Christ. They would still hang on to the gospel. They would still hang on to God because they know the lively hope that they have. You know what it is to have a lively hope? It's a hope that is living, yet
Living
a hope
hope
that is not dead.
alive.
Yeah, you have a lively hope. And when you have a lively hope, you can say, "Oh, King, even if you throw us into the fiery furnace, we won't bow. We won't bow down and serve no other God. Trust in there, because we know that our hope is lively, is a living hope that we have.
Amen.
Trust in
Amen.
there, but we won't bow down to no and dance to no
No.
soccer, no music, and we no music. Trust in, if it means throwing us in there, we'll go in there
No.
because we have a hope. And that's where the three Hebrew boys were, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You know, they throw them in because those boys had that have a hope. And they say, even if our God don't deliver us, we
We're
still
not
going
bow.
to bow
We're not
because we know
bow.
that we have a
Amen,
hope.
amen, amen.
And that's what happened to Daniel as well. They threw him into the lions then. They give him a grace period where he could have where he could have had a second
Recount,
thought
recount, recount.
and change his persuasion. But Daniel pledged an allegiance to the Lamb.
Amen, amen.
He pledged an allegiance to the Lamb and they threw him into the lions then. And what happened? His hope kept him alive because his hope was a
Hallelujah,
living hope.
hallelujah. He's looking forward to for something.
Yes, he looked forward. Abraham said that he's looking for a land whose builder and
Maker,
maker
praise
is
God.
God.
Hallelujah. Yes,
You know,
Lord.
and if we as Christians don't develop that lively hope in our
Lord
path to righteousness now,
maker,
we are going to be in big trouble when trouble come. Yes, when trouble come, we're going to fall away because we don't have that hope. We need to have that hope that even when we are tied with the tree and about to be sworn asunder in two, cut with the tree, we can still hold on to the faith and we can still hold on. Just like Job said, though he slay me, yet
Yeah,
will I trust
trust him.
him,
I'll
because
trust him.
Job
Trust him.
had
Trust him.
a hope in God. He hope in God.
God,
He
mighty
knows that
God.
his love is not
Hallelujah.
shallow, but his love is the love that he have is poured out into him. And now
Jesus.
he can stand the test of time because he
Hope.
has hope in King
Yes.
Jesus. And he knows that
Jesus.
though his wife would say, curse God and die, he said, woman,
No.
shut up. You speak like a
Foolish woman.
fool.
Foolish woman. Foolish.
Yes, though he slay me, yet will
Yes,
I
I
trust
trust
him.
him.
And what happened after that? Job would have gotten double for his trouble. How many of we are looking for double
Amen.
for our trouble? Our suffering time may be up on us. You know, we can
Thank you,
either be in
Jesus.
one of three states in life as Christians. Either you are in trouble now, are you going to
Going
trouble, or you
through
just
it.
come out of trouble. But there is a season, and that's a golden chain. That's a season that we as Christians have to go in and out of it, so that we can be we can stand the test of time,
Strengthen, be
and we can
strengthened,
have
be
that
strengthened.
indwelling
Yeah.
lively hope.
Yeah.
Anything to share before we move on to chapter verses 6 to 11?
So
Brother,
you
brother.
mentioned about the chain there. So I said, perseverance and character and hope are beautiful links of chain for the
My
Christian
God.
growth and maturity. So it helps
Yes.
to grow because we persevere. We hope in Jesus. We have a lively hope. And because of that, it grows you and mature you into what God wants you to be. Amen.
Brother Scott,
Amen.
Go ahead, Sister
My
Grant.
take on it is that we will not be thrown into lions den or go to the fiery furnace like the three Hebrews, but we will go through things in this life at the workplace, even sometime in your homes, and you have to stand out and take courage because you have faith in God and you hope that better days are ahead of Amen.
you.
Amen.
My
Amen.
God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So true. So
Amen.
true.
Yeah.
Yes, the golden chain, starting from suffering. That's where it started from.
Yes.
You know, from suffering. Many of you can testify. Many of you
Yep.
can
Oh,
testify
yes.
too
Oh, yes.
of that. You know that the suffering, and you hold on, you persevere, you hold on
Hold on.
despite,
Hold
you
on.
hold on. That means
Determination.
you persevere. And then when you persevere, develop
Determination.
your character now.
Character.
Yes, and when you have that, when you have that character, then you have you know your hope
The
is
hope.
living. You have a living hope now.
Yes,
Amen.
yes,
So
yes.
don't despise the chasing of the Lord, because whom the Lord loveth, he
Chasing it.
chasteneth,
Yeah.
and he
Amen.
scourgeth every son and every daughter that he receives. And if you are without chastisement, you are a
You're not a
bastard.
bastard. Bastard. And
Yes.
as you see, Brother Everton, you're looking again on the virtues there. Say that you suffer and then perseverance and build your character and hope. And you notice that they build on one another. Yeah.
And
Yes. it grows you into the pattern of Jesus Yeah,
Christ, what you
it's
want.
like it's you're going through step by step. Step by step. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, so
I
yes.
like how the New King James puts it. I think verse 3. And not only that, but we also glory with tribulations, knowing that tribulations produce perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. Hope is a stepping stone.
Amen.
That's a stepping stone. Yes, that's all
Yes.
the New King James Version.
Yeah.
Stepping
Yes.
stone. Up, up, up. Yep.
So no way that can be backwards. It cannot be backwards. It has to be at,
Progress,
you have to go up that
progressive,
chain.
progressive.
It
Yes.
progresses. Yes.
Civilization.
Yes.
Person.
Yes.
Hope.
And what better person to say it more than Paul? Paul know about it. Paul in second Corinthians 4, Paul would have mentioned that we are hard pressed on every
Every
side,
side.
but not crushed.
My
We are
God.
perplexed, but not in despair.
My Lord.
We are persecuted, but not abandoned.
Amen.
We are struck down, but not destroyed.
My God. Oh, what faith.
What
Goodness.
Oh,
What
what hope!
encouraging words.
Yes,
Encouraging words.
and oh yeah, how many of you this evening have been there? That when you are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. You're not crushed, even though you're hard pressed, but you're not crushed. You're in the fire furnace, but you're not
Hold on,
burnt.
hold on, my
Amen.
brother. Hold on, Jesus.
You know, you're perplexed, you know, ridiculed, mocked,
Hold
but
on,
you're
hold
not
on.
in despair. It doesn't put you in, put in a it doesn't, it doesn't put you in a trance. Though you're perplexed, but you're not in a trance. You're persecuted, but you're not abandoned. They're thrown in do all manner of evil, but you're not abandoned, struck down, but you're not destroyed.
Amen, amen.
You know, verse 6 to 11 tells us where Paul would have said that while we were yet sinners, Christ died
Christ
for
died
us.
for us.
This act of demonstrate God's love and provides the basic for our reconciliation with him. Paul repeats that being justified by Christ's blood,
We have
we will
faith.
be saved from God's wrath. A lot of people don't want to talk about the wrath of God, you know. You know, the wrath of God is real. Now is the time. Now is it acceptable time of salvation. You know, now is the time that we seek him and draw close to him. Because you don't want him. You don't want this great Lord God
God, come
to
upon you.
pour out his wrath upon you, because we can't withstand it.
Oh God.
You know, we don't want his wrath. We want
Can't
his mercy.
stand against
And
his
now
wrath.
is the time of mercy. Now is the time of mercy, while we can breathe fresh air, while we can move up and down, and we have us, we are in this body. It's time for we can now receive grace. You know, we can now receive grace.
Grace is available. Amen.
Yes, 6 to 11 said that for when we were yet without strength. Somebody read that portion if you are there.
Yes,
Romans
I'll
chapter,
read.
yes, 6 to 11.
Yes. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure, for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died Christ for died us. for us. Much more then, being not justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall
be
saved by his life. And not only so, we also joy in God to our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement.
Jesus. Amen. Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Scott. Amen. At the right time.
At the right time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, in due time. That's a divine timing. The divine timing of the cross. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a divine timing. So Paul would begin this section. This section with a remarkable statement about God's sovereign timing. In mm-hmm. due time is the
due
right
time.
At the right time.
Right yeah. time.
The cross. You know, we can look at it and say the cross was not an accident. It was not a plan B.
Ordained.
Yeah, it's not a reaction of unseen circumstances. Mm-hmm. It occurred mm-hmm. at the precise moment yeah. in human
yes,
history
God,
that God had ordained from eternity past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Galatians 4 and 4, 5 and 4 to 5. Galatians 4,
mm-hmm.
4 to 5. Who said that?
Mm-hmm.
But when the set time has fully come,
mm-hmm.
God sent his son, born of yep. a woman, born under the law to redeem
those under the law. Yeah.
You know, we may look at it and say, Brother Scott, what make this the right time? I want you to look at it carefully. You know, this is teaching, you know. Mm-hmm. I want you to look at this carefully. He said, what makes it the right time? We're talking about Romans. We're mm-hmm. talking about Rome, right? People of Rome, they are Romans. We're looking at the Roman Empire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in that time, that make it the right time. Rome was well developed. The road structure, you know, they had the road to lead them from one place to the next. They had good roads, right? And this, with the good roads, that would enable the gospel to reach near and far. It would spread the gospel wide. Amen. The other thing that make it the right time was the Greek language. They had that common language then. They spoke the Greek language, Koine Greek. You know, and that would make the gospel message accessible across different cultures. When you can communicate because you're speaking the same language. So that makes the gospel easy to spread near and far. You know, so the Roman with the road, the Greek language that they spoke, and the Jewish diaspora. You know, they had synagogues, They had synagogues throughout all the empire, serving as a launching point for the gospel proclamation. You know, so the synagogues, there would be gospel launching points. So you'd find Jesus going into the synagogues and he would read, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he had anointed me to preach the gospel unto the poor. He has sent me to set free the captive. And, you know, when he went in the synagogue and he opened the book, the scroll, you know. And the last thing but not least is the spiritual hunger that was evident in that. In that season, you know, the Jews, you know, they are Judaism. The Jews, they had the burden of the legalism of that. That means they carry that the law. The Jews, mm-hmm. they carry the law, and they make a mess and a mockery of the law, right? Mm-hmm. We look at that, and we look mm-hmm. at the paganism that was going on. That's the Gentile with the paganism, the empty idolatry. They were worshiping idols. So it left humanity desperate for a true salvation. They were now desperate for a true salvation. So Christ would have to come in that. Christ would have to come in that thing. So there's the fullness of time has come.
Yeah.
Amen. So the timing was right in the theological sense. And if you want to go even further, Look at the time that we're living in now. This is the first advent, the first coming of Christ.
Yes.
Right? We're looking at the second advent, the second coming of Christ.
Yeah.
Can't you see that the world, the way the world is set up now,
yes,
it's prime time.
Yeah.
Because we see that if every time we see some highways that are some nice highways that can take us from point A to point B in a fast time. It is now nice cars. Sometimes that over here, the engine to the silent.
Houses.
They can run so much
Houses.
Miles an hour. Right now, you can take the time from Kingston to Montego Bay.
Yeah.
In a short time now, compared to long time days. And when you're tired of driving, you can fly. Right now, wherever you are, in the living room or wherever you are, you can send a message to the whole world. Send a message on Facebook and it reaches the whole world in seconds. You know?
Technology.
The time is right for the second advent. Realize that English is a major language across the world now, and even Spanish speaking and French speaking, they try to learn English as a second language. So the communication, and then the translator from Spanish to English or from French to English is so easy, because if you're not fluent in a language, you just say it on your phone, and the person that you're communicating with can read it from your phone, or you can whatever. It's so easy to communicate now. The Bible is in so many different languages. It has reached all over the world right now. So it's any time the Lord can put in his appearance, because the time is right. And there's an hunger for God all over. If you realize, if you tell a normal person that there's a prophet across town, they do whatever they want to do, take vacation or whatever to go see that prophet, because they want to hear a word. They want to hear a word. You know, if they hear that there is a prayer warrior, somebody there going to minister such and such a place, they find that location, because there's an hunger for God all over. It's dispersed in the world. The hunger for God, when people realize that they have tried everything and it's like a failure, whatever they choose. And they realize that there must be something more than what they're going through. People,
there's a hunger. There's a hunger. There's a hunger.
There's so hunger. Many churches per square mile all over the globe now.
Oh people, my!
Churches are all over.
All over.
Because, yeah, even if they're not in the right, whatever, you know, well, whatever religion or whatever, but people are a part of some religion. You know, some majority of people are a part of some religion, Rastafarian, Buddhism, Hinduism, Muslim,
Mohammed.
You know, because they realize that they are not empty bodies, but they need a.
There's a hunger. There's a hunger.
There's an hunger for something more than what we see. There's an hunger for the spiritual aspect of life that we need to experience. You know, so the time is right. When we were powerless, that when we were yet without strength,
Christ died for
our
us.
Helplessness, Christ died for us.
Died
when the
first.
Time was right, the time was right,
due
the time was right. Now the time is right for his second coming.
Yes,
you know, there's four description of humanity before Christ, before the cross. You know, the Bible. Paul described them as being powerless. We were powerless. We were weak and helpless without strength. You know, we were incapable of saving ourselves. Number two, Paul described us as being ungodly. Without Christ, before the cross, before Christ went on the cross for our sin. We were ungodly. We were without reverence for God. We were living defiance of his character and command. Number three, Paul said that we were sinners. And you know what it is to sin? To miss the mark. To make it simple. Sin is to miss the mark. You know, fall short of God's glory. You know, we have reallocated. We have reallocated our praise from God to the things of this world. So our praise now is not to God anymore, it's to the things of this world.
That's
And
good.
Number four, we are enemies. We become hostile towards God.
Yep.
Yes. We become hostile towards God. So you say, very, very wearily will anyone die for a righteous person.
Seriously.
Though to a good person, someone might die.
Yes.
But God, look at it. God demonstrated his love. That while we were sinners, Christ died for us.
Christ died for us.
Amen.
You know, a righteous person is someone of strict moral integrity, you know. That's a righteous person. Strict moral integrity. So very rarely would you find somebody dying for that person. Yeah, they're not going to die for them because they say, okay, they're righteous. Let's go rest. Let them go in peace. They're not going to take their place. For a good person, someone
what
who is kind and generous and beloved, someone who is loved by the populace, a lot of person love you and stuff. Perhaps you might find somebody willing to die for that person. You know, because they say he's a good person, he's kind and he's generous. I'm willing to give him my heart. I'll give him my heart. I'll give him one of my kidney. If I die in the operation, then such is life. Because that man is a good man. I'm going to, you know. But for a sinner, my God.
Oh, Lord.
Somebody not go dead for no sinner.
No.
that's unthinkable in human terms for somebody. And
no
living
good,
somebody
no
because
good.
Dead
You are
all,
no good.
In all thief. Nobody not going to give them life in all murderer.
So
no
good.
Thief. You know, nobody not going to die. But look at Christ. Christ died for the sinner, man.
Right.
Christ died in that while we were still sinners. Christ died for us.
Yes.
What an heroic, heroic example
adulterer,
of human
murderer,
sacrifice.
Fornicator, every
pattern.
One of us, yes.
My God, my God, my God. My God, my God, my
yep.
God. My God. What man of love has the Father has bestowed upon us.
Bestowed upon us. Hallelujah.
Greater love has no
Oof.
Man than this,
love.
Than a man lay down his life.
Life for his,
for his friends.
Yes. Amen.
Praise my God, my God,
Lord.
My God.
Amen.
Praise God.
My God.
Died for those who
God, He made up.
There was no other good enough to pay the price for sin. He only climbed up the gates of heaven and let us in.
My God, yes, Sister
He
Grant.
Made us. He
and
made
locked
us.
The gates of heaven and let us in.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
The
Hallelujah.
Thought about it. The thought about it is more than we can conceive.
Yes. Woo. The love of God has constrained us. My God, we're going to stop there this evening. Anyone want to share anything before we close
different
out?
Music that they have on YouTube. And so when you look.
Go ahead, Sister Grant.
Real gospel.
Yes. My God.
Glory to God.
Yes, yes, yes. Let us make use of the privilege that we have in Christ Jesus, people of God. There, there's no other way. Jesus is the only way. Nothing else makes sense. You know, many of you here could have said that you have searched all over, but couldn't find nobody.
Nobody like him.
Nobody greater. Nobody
yes,
like him.
Nobody.
You know,
privilege.
I've been through
privilege.
High and low. Still
couldn't
can't
find
nobody.
Couldn't find anyone like him.
A great privilege. A great privilege.
Yes.
God.
Can't
yes.
find nobody. You could have run far and near.
Mm-hmm.
Can't find nobody. You
nobody.
Could have chosen,
no one.
No one
you could
else.
Have chosen
no.
alcohol to comfort you. You could have chosen drugs to comfort you. You could have chosen sex. But nothing works.
Nothing, nothing.
You have to go back to the cross.
Hallelujah.
You have to go back to Calvary. You know, because
nothing.
You have to go through the blood. If you want to
Amen.
Make it through,
Amen.
You have to go through
nothing
the blood.
But the blood of Jesus.
Nothing but the blood. What can wash away my
sins?
Hallelujah. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
What can
Hallelujah. We
again?
Have a set
nothing
of people
the blood
in the world
of Jesus.
Today that if they learn, if they find a way which where they can escape. Where they can escape and take God out of the plan. They would have choose to take God out of the plan.
Yeah,
If they find that they can make it to a peace without God. A lot of people trying to find peace without God, but there is no satisfaction
without
no
salvation.
Without salvation, salvation.
Yeah, money, no money, no money in all the world that you have. No money.
You can't get to go to heaven unless you go through Jesus.
The blood, the bridge,
hallelujah.
The bridge over troubled water.
Hallelujah.
The upstander, amen?
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Let us make use of it. It's so sweet.
Just in Jesus. Just to take him at his word.
Taking at his word.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes, just rest upon his promise.
Yes, people of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, so we have come to the end of another Bible study. We thank God for you all who are here. We are a little short this evening, but God is the one who draw his people. Amen. And we know that is a busy season. It's a busy season now because the month of May is Child's Month, Teacher's Month. The month of May has graduation.
Mm-hmm.
And on that note, we want to congratulate those of us who has family member or maybe ourselves, our children or whatever, graduating is a major milestone. And we know they have been through hell and high water to get where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And among us, I want to especially congratulate our own Dr. Allison Legister. We want to give it up to her. She has been very, what you call it now? She's when I tell her that she studied, she did study. She
Yes, she earned it. She earned it.
Yes, I have to give her space. I couldn't call her as I would want and stuff. You know, I couldn't call her as I would want, but she persevered. And she has now, she graduated last Monday as with our PhD. We congratulate you, our own Dr. Allison Legister. To God be the glory. Great things he has done. And he who has started a good
Thank
work
you.
Will
yes.
see it through to completion. He ain't done with you yet. There is still, you're still moving up,
work
moving up,
to do.
Moving up. Amen. Yes. So we're spreading the word here that it is possible. If at all you get the calling to study, go and study to show yourself approved. You know, go and study so you can translate the gospel message in King's House.
Hallelujah.
Yes, so you can present the gospel message to King's House and even to Harm's House.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
You know, to break
Amen.
Down the gospel message. Amen. Yes. So study. So you can be enlarged. Your space can be enlarged. You can now communicate with dignitaries.
Yeah. A wider
Amen.
Platform, probably.
Yes. Yes. And you can now disseminate the gospel message in a way, in a more persuasive way and stuff. And you can use the English language without flaw. Don't use the was and the is and the were and your was and mix up. You know? They will take you off the platform. They will take you off the platform. Say your English is bad. You know, so study so you can speak the Queen's language and present the gospel message without no flaws.
Yep.
Amen. Bless
Amen.
The Lord. Bless the Lord. Yes. Yes. So I don't think there's no more reminders. And I want to specially invite you, if at all possible, to join us on Wednesdays. If you're not fasting with a group, we have a fasting group on Wednesdays with the Prayer Portal to Heaven Ministry, where we fast with the on different points. It's from 6 a.m. to 12 p.m. on a Wednesday, just 6 hours. You know, we like send out prayer points, what we're praying for and stuff. It's good for fast and pray, even if you're not going through a situation, but there are others that would need a prayer, that would need it to stand back to back with them like soldiers. You know, so it's good to don't just eat all week. Take some time, and you don't have to fast the whole 6 hours. You can fast like for 3 hours as the Spirit leads you, because we know that some people may be on medication.
Yes, that's
I was
right.
Going to say meditation.
Medication.
Yeah, medication, and you have to take your pills certain times and stuff. But We want to invite you to fast with us. Amen. Yes, and in that note, I want to welcome our sister Heather to the podium, who will come with our reminders for the week.
So
Sister
Brother,
Heather, are you ready?
Excuse me. So
go ahead, Minister.
I join with you. I start from Tuesday at 7 p.m. So I go over into 2 o'clock. So I'll be in it with you on Wednesdays.
Okay, so I'm going to send you the each Wednesday I'm going to send the prayer points over to you.
Okay.
So you will see what we're fasting
yes.
for. And it's been a very powerful session
yes.
so far.
Yes.
Yes, it's been a very powerful session. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Sister Heather?
Yes. Good
before
night.
Sister Heather comes on, before Sister Heather comes on, anyone else have anything to share that you want to share, maybe a prayer request that you want, whatever it is, because right after she finished, the note, the reminders.
And Sister Camille, the whole day. And then I don't know if she's on tonight because I don't see her name at the top.
Yes, yeah, she's here.
Yes, Sister Camille is here.
Yes, just lift me up
yes.
in your prayers as you pray. A lot is happening.
Okay.
That is what I'll say. But
okay.
I stand in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And I always say, I will never roll over and play dead. I'm
Baby.
Going to fight the fight in
yes.
Jesus' name. So just lift me up in prayer. Different things. But I stand in Jesus' name. And I know that he's going to come through. And I'm going to have a grand testimony.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Amen.
I like that spirit.
Yes, Sister Camille. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Sister.
Good night, Sister.
On behalf of the leadership of Faith Defenders Bible Study Group, it's my pleasure to welcome you. Faith Defenders Bible Study Group mission is to bring the hope of the gospel to our community and beyond. We are a non-denominational group dedicated to knowing Christ deeply and making him known. Through the authority of the scripture, we study to grow in wisdom and to actively share our faith by inviting others into a life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ and to build his kingdom one person at a time. Sorry. It is our vision to see a transformed community where the hope of the gospel reaches every heart. We envision a growing body of believers rooted in the truth of God's word, who are actively and personally sharing their faith, expanding the kingdom of God, one person, one small group, and one transformed life at a time. For those who were able to attend our midweek fellowship last Thursday, we had our monthly prayer meeting. If you missed it, the replay is available at www.prayerportaltoheaven.com. Be sure to join us this Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our special edition under the theme Expressions of Love for the Children. This will be hosted by our partner ministry, Prayer Portal to Heaven Ministry International, on the same link. It promises to be a blessing. Post it on your status and invite everyone you know.
Amen.
Looking forward to seeing you all on Saturday at 8 p.m. for our regular Bible study. Have a productive week winning souls for Christ by the life you live and the words that you speak. Now I hand over to Dr. Allison to close off in prayer and to do the benediction. Have a great night, everyone.
Thank you.
Bless the Lord.
Thank you. Bless the Lord. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, sis.
Isn't he awesome?
Amen.
Yeah,
bless
course.
The Lord.
Amen. Thank you,
yes.
Lord. As we reflect on the Bible study tonight, just some notes that I jot down that Sister Camille, We can glory in our tribulations, our stresses of life, because we know that it will produce perseverance in you, faithful endurance. Suffering brings transformation. And I know that at the end of this, you're going to have a great testimony that's going to raise us up and lift us up before the Almighty God so that we can press on. Because
Amen.
Just like our the patriarchs of old and those that are talked about in Hebrew, they had a lively hope. Despite whatever they were going through, they pressed on, they pushed on, and today they are our cloud of witnesses, and you also will be our cloud of witness.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus'
Thank
name,
you,
I receive
God.
It. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
Let us
go before the throne of grace. Almighty God, I just want to thank you tonight for our Bible study. Father God, we just want to praise you. We just want to lift up your holy and righteous name. As we come
yes,
before
Lord.
You tonight, we thank you for the opportunity and the freedom to study your word. Father God, thank you for the opportunity to grow together from grace to grace, Almighty
yes,
God,
Lord.
And be strengthened in your word. I pray a special blessing over each and every person here tonight, oh God. I thank you, oh God, for those who were able to get on the study tonight, Father God. You know
Yes,
every
Lord.
Heart, every burden, every struggle, Father God.
Yes.
I pray tonight that you'll cover our minds, Father God.
Thank
and
you.
You'll let your Spirit, oh God, your Holy Spirit of peace, oh God, just reside within us tonight, oh God. You know what we're
Hallelujah.
Going through, Father God. Everyone has a different complaint, Father God.
Yes.
Everyone is maybe going through something, God.
Yes.
You know each of us by name.
Oh,
you know
Jesus.
Each of us, oh God, and what we are going through. So I lift up each and every one of us on this platform before you tonight.
Yes,
you know
Lord.
Our aches and our pains, Almighty God. Even myself, oh God, today, I've been having a pain, Mighty God. But, oh God, you
oh,
know
God.
everything about us, Father God.
Oh,
And, oh
Jesus.
God, we cry out to you tonight.
Yes,
and we
Lord.
Pray, Father God, that you'll send your ministering angels tonight to visit
Hallelujah.
Each and every one of our homes tonight, Father
Yes,
God.
Lord.
Touch your children at their point of need, Father. You know every need, oh God. And oh God,
Hallelujah.
through your Holy Spirit tonight, I
Yes,
just pray
Lord.
That you'll minister to your children, Father God. Be our refuge, oh God, our fortress and our place, oh God, of protection and strength tonight. Oh God, I thank you for being our light and our salvation. Oh God,
Yes,
we can
Lord.
call upon you in the day of trouble, Almighty God, and you'll hear us, oh God. You said, oh God, whatever we ask, oh God, on earth, oh God, we can be assured that it will be done in heaven. So tonight, Father God, we cry out to
Oh,
you, oh God.
Jesus.
And I just pray, Father God, that you just touch us, oh God, as only you can, Almighty God.
Jesus.
You are the strength of our lives.
Hallelujah.
So, oh God,
Hallelujah.
As we go through our trials and tribulations, oh God, help us, oh God, not to be weary, oh God, because we know, oh God, we can call upon you when life seems uncertain, and we can
Oh,
seek your face,
Jesus.
oh God, and we can trust that you are still with us. You are good. You are still good, oh God.
My God,
And your mercy,
Hallelujah.
mighty God, endure it forever. So, oh God, I just want to thank you tonight for hearing our prayer, Father God. I lift up Sister Camille. You know what she's going through, Father God.
Oh,
And, oh God, you
Jesus.
Are privy to whatever the health challenges are, oh God. So, Father God, touch her right now from the top of her head to the very soles
Hallelujah.
of her feet, Almighty God.
Oh,
Whatever the
Jesus.
issue is, oh
Hallelujah.
God,
The
let her
name
be
of
reassured
Jesus.
tonight that no matter what the tribulation is, oh God, the trials, oh
Oh,
God, that brings
Jesus.
us closer to you, oh God, and it's the trials, oh God, that strengthens us, oh God, so we can continue to run this race with endurance.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Father God,
Jesus.
as we reflect on what we have studied thus far in Romans, help us not just to hear your word, but to live it each and every day. Teach us to walk by faith, oh God, and not by our own strength. Help us to remember that we are made right with you through faith, not through pretending that we have it all together. We are mere human beings, oh God. But may your grace humble us tonight.
Yes,
and
Lord.
May your
Oh,
truth
Jesus.
correct us, oh God, and not condemn us, Father God. When the trials come, may we remember that suffering produces endurance. It's all God strengthens our character and give us a deeper hope in you. of
Oh,
Almighty God
Jesus,
that make
yes,
us not
Lord.
ashamed, Father God, but oh God, that will help us to hold on during our trials, oh God. Father, I just want to
Mighty
thank you for
God.
Brother Scott tonight. I pray,
Oh,
mighty God, that you
Jesus.
continue to be with him. You continue to cover him under your blood,
Jesus, yes,
Jesus. You
Lord.
continue to strengthen him as he
Yes,
study, oh God,
Jesus.
to show himself approved, oh God, and right to divide the word of
Hallelujah.
truth. Mighty God, I
Hallelujah.
just speak over his
Oh,
life tonight.
Jesus.
Hide him, oh
Yes,
God, within the
Lord.
cleft of the rock tonight.
Thank you,
Be shield, his
Lord.
buckler, and fortress, oh God, against
Thank
life's
you,
troubles.
Jesus.
Thank
And
you,
oh God, I
mighty
pray
God.
tonight that you'll give your angels command over each and every one of us, oh
Oh,
God.
Jesus.
Make us
Yes,
to dash
mighty
our feet
God.
against a stone. Mighty God, I just want to pray for covering over each and every one of us, oh God,
Thank
as
you,
we depart this land
Jesus.
tonight.
Yeah.
Oh God, saturate our homes, oh God. Oh Jesus,
Hallelujah.
I just pray that you'll
In the name
saturate it
of
with your rich
Jesus.
blood. Oh, we just want to thank you for going to Calvary
Thank
for
you,
us. So tonight
Jesus.
we can have that blessed hope
Jesus.
to know that, oh God,
Yes,
we're not
Lord.
walking this life alone, oh God. We're just mere pilgrims here.
Yes,
And our
mighty
home is
God.
in heaven, oh God. And we have a greater hope, oh God, that this life is not our hope, Father God, but in you we have hope. So, Father God, as
Hallelujah.
we depart
Yes.
from each other, may your presence remain with each and every one of us. Keep us
Yes,
covered and
Lord.
connected to you, mighty God.
Yes, Lord.
I pray that you bless us and keep us.
Thank you,
May you
Jesus.
make your face shine upon us, oh God, and be gracious
Yes.
unto us, and give us your peace. In
Jesus.
Jesus' mighty and matchless name I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise
Thank you,
God.
Jesus. Thank
Amen.
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Amen.
Lord. Blessed
Hallelujah.
be your
Thank you,
name.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you,
Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Dr. Allison.
Thank you,
God
Jesus.
bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Sister
Thank
Connie,
you.
we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. Hold on to your faith.
Amen.
Hold on to your faith.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, Sister Grant. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
It is
Amen.
well, darling. It is well. It is well.
Sister Connie,
Amen.
continue
I
being
receive it
strong.
all.
Yes.
Amen.
You're being strong, Sister Camille. Whatever you turn over to Jesus, it is all right.
Amen.
Going to be all right.
I
It is
believe,
all right.
Sister Thelma. I
It
believe
is
in
all
Jesus'
right.
name.
All right.
Yeah,
It's going to
It
be
is
all right.
all right.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes. Yes. Thank you all. Thank you all. God is good.
All
Greet
right.
someone. Greet someone as you go.
It's all for my